a group of the students at Eastern really caught on to it. One of them particularly, and you'll probably hear more and more from him, he's become like overnight one of the premier youth speakers in the world. His name is Shane Claiborne. He's still in his 20s. He's an incredibly committed Christian guy. And he's, to me, the greatest thing I've ever done in ministry is not preaching or starting this program or that missionary program. But, you know, when I look back on it, there's about 15 to 20 young men and women who are radical Christians, and he is one of the radical Christians. He's on the streets of Philadelphia. He put together a group of fellow students from Eastern that started an organization called The Simple Way. And they're on the streets ministering to the pimps and to the prostitutes and to the drug pushers in the Kensington area of Philadelphia. I have never, ever seen in today's world any group of people live so sacrificially and self-giving as these people. You can't give them any money and have them keep it. They give it all away. They give it all away. They really take the Bible quite literally. They take Jesus quite seriously. They really believe that when Jesus said to do things, we ought to do them, which is unlike the rest of us. You know, they'd be reading passages like 1 John 3:17-18 that says, if you have this world's goods, and you know of brothers and sisters who are in need, and you keep what you have while they suffer, how can you say I have the love of God in my heart? That's a heavy question. You say, you're not serious, are you? Well, how serious was Jesus? Please, I started this off by saying, you don't have to do this. Did I not? Salvation is not dependent on what you do for God, but what God in Christ has done for you. Amen? Yeah. Just keep remembering that, because I'm going to lay a trip on you. I'm not going to water down the call of Christ to discipleship just in order to get a... Don't worry about it. You're saved because of what Christ does for you on the cross, not because of how obedient you are to his words, although you ought to be ashamed of yourself for not being obedient. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will do whatsoever I command you. If any man would be my disciple, if any woman would be my disciple, let him deny himself. Let that person deny herself. Take up a cross and follow me. So they drag one of these kids from The Simple Way, from Shane's group. My father drags him into my office, sits him down and says, you got him into this. You got him into all this radical stuff. Giving away his money to poor. Going strange places. When the war in Iraq broke out, the whole gang of them flew to Jordan, rented a truck, filled it with medicine, and went to Baghdad to be there when the bombs started dropping to take care of those who were wounded and who were bloodied because of the American bombing. They weren't making a statement about America. They were making a statement about Jesus. He's always there where people suffer. You got him into all of this. You got him into all this radical stuff. And then he said this. Don't get me wrong, Camp Paulo. I don't mind being Christian up to a point. What an interesting statement. Up to a point. And the kid said, Dad, could that point be the cross? Ooh. Ooh. Could that point be the cross? I mean, after we laugh at the statement, I don't mind being Christian up to a point, we all realize that that's exactly where we are. Isn't that the way you are? I don't mind being Christian up to a point. We'd all love to sing the old hymn. I guess some people like to sing the old hymns. All the way my Savior leads me. All the way. Oh, come on. You don't go all the way. You're lucky if you can get a tithe out of the people in this church. You know, that's the Baptist thing, the tithe. The tithe. If you're going to be a Christian, you need to tithe. Why don't you rewrite the hymn book? One-tenth to Jesus I surrender. One-tenth to him I gladly give. All together on the chorus. I surrender one-tenth. I surrender one-tenth. One-tenth to Jesus. Why not? You say, because it's ludicrous. You know and I know, Camp Paulo, in the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, another Lutheran who said when Jesus calls a person, he calls that person to come and die. Are you ready to forsake all and take up the cross and follow me, said Jesus. The young man in the 10th chapter of Mark walks away sad because he has great possessions and he can't let go of them and follow Christ. What does it mean to be followers of Christ in today's world? What does it mean to be the body of Christ? What does it mean to have Christ live out his love through us?